Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To Him be the glory. O Lord of nations, hear our prayer. We thank You for this land most fair, created by Your might. For mountain sunset, lake at dawn, for woodland bloom and robin song, for stars that lace the night. Most grateful, gracious God, are we that in this country we are free to worship You above. We gather here to speak Your name, then leave this place to spread Your fame, that all may know Your love. It has been said that the Grand Canyon is one of the few places where reality surpasses the hype. A child on a family vacation may yawn at the ocean. I've seen this on TV. But no picture of the Grand Canyon can do it justice. The gaping chasm echoes the glory of our Creator God, as does the smallest insect. But neither can tell the love of God. In fact, nature is as much about wickedness as it is about beauty. The Rocky Mountains are magnificent, but its winter storms kill without mercy. The oceans are wondrous unless you are caught in an undertow. If we only have nature to tell us about God, then we must be honest. Nature kills indiscriminately. Nature is a beautiful siren that lures us in, but can turn on us in a moment. So God gives us more. He gives us His Son. He gives us His Word. And in His Son and in His Word, He is hidden. Mere ink and paper, the gentle voice of a preschool teacher or a stumbling voice of a preacher, cannot compare to the sequoia trees of California. And the bloody scene of the cross is the opposite of the beauty of a field of wildflowers on the American plains that seem to go on for miles. Yet, this is how He comes to us. He hides. He hides to be close to you. He hides to be revealed. There, beneath the blood and the dirt, beside the insults and the injustice, there on the cross is the glory of God. That He would love you and I that much. And that forgiving love gives us the peace and freedom to live a life of joy and to enjoy His beautiful creation without fear. We pray. Dear Creator God, move us to see Your glory in this beautiful creation of Yours. Help us protect it, preserve it, and enjoy it. Yet push us to the cross where we see Your true glory on display, the mercy of Christ. Amen. A question to consider. If the natural law of God, the order of creation, cannot be the full story but must be coupled with His grace of the cross, how does this change the way we should educate little ones? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.